There's two shows this week?
No, there's more. There's more.
Three, Rurouni,
Malevolent, Jujutsu, and
JJK.
Zom.
Okay,
we just can't get rid of Zom until they stop delaying things. What's up? It's Week in Weeds, episode 42. Ooh, what's up, chicken? September 5th, 2023. I'm Alonzo. Co-host Jason with me. How are you doing today, Jason?
I'm doing fine. The gym was closed this morning for repairs, so I couldn't work out this morning. So I gotta work out after this and the meetings I got for work, which is fine, you know. But
it's just I woke up.
Yeah, man, and it opened late yesterday because it was Labor Day. But the games never stop. I'm gonna go in, put in work regardless of the time of day. So you know, it's all cool with me. It's all cool with me.
You know, one time a girl was telling me, like, sometimes things happen, like, to stop things from stop other things from happening. Do you think the gym was closed this morning because, you know, it was supposed to be closed to stop you from going for some reason?
No, I think it's just that the ceiling need to be repaired because it was a storm last week and it was leaking. It was leaking in the building. So that's what I think it is. I think it probably is.
What if it was a canon event? What if you were supposed to not go to the gym this morning for some reason? You just don't know what it was, you know?
I don't know. Good or bad. That could be the case. I just got some extra sleep. That's all. Like, I came back and just went to sleep. So yeah.
Okay. So all right, let me see. Do you want to talk about JJK first or Zom?
No, let's do Zom.
Okay.
Get it out the way. It was a pretty straightforward episode. Backstory on the girl and her father. He's like a millionaire financial tycoon and basically told her how to live her life. It was like, you can't do certain things because you'll end up like a poor person and you just have to, which was kind of weird, like being a rich person like that. He was saying like, you have to throw your wants away. Because your wants mean nothing, but it's like you have so much money, you can get whatever you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is like kind of weird to me. I mean, I get like obviously you can't, you know, don't waste your time, do what you got to do to be in a position to do what you want to do. But it's like he's literally at the peak of wherever his business or whatever he's at. Like he's the top dog. She was like the Americans are fear him as a financial person and stuff like that. So it's like, dude, you can do whatever you want with your money, but. I don't know. That was just kind of weird. But basically, he was an asshole to her, told her how to live her life, saying, like, you have to do these things. You can't enjoy your life and do what you want to do because you need to be successful. And she saw that inside of Akira and his manager, essentially. And it was basically just going back and forth between the parallels of that. And then near the end of the episode, I know I'm, like, paraphrasing super fast, but that's pretty much all that happened. Nothing, you know, nothing crazy happened. All in this dude was super creepy at the table. Yeah, like, I knew he was a creep, but I didn't think he was like that. I was like, what the heck, bro?
He showed so many levels of workplace negativity from a boss. Yeah,
like, and sexual harassment and all that. I was like, what the heck? I thought he was just like a jerk. I didn't think he was
a creep.
A creep, too, yeah. But he was like, because the old dude came and gave him some beer. He was like, I don't take beer from old men.
Or old women.
Send over one of those old ladies. Those young, not old lady, young ladies. Yeah. And then he saw her just standing there and he's like, hey, you come here, pour me a beer. And then he was like, you should try some. Basically made her take the drink even though she didn't really want to drink it. And then he was like, you know, you can lighten up, you know, let me grab your breast or something. Like,
like, let me fondle you.
He was like, women aren't good for anything other than being objects for men. And I was like, oh,
you swallow
what
like
the
a
heck?
Champ.
Yeah, and then he was like, I want you to swallow something. He was like, I bet you can probably swallow something else good or something like that. I'm like, all right, bro. Like, all right, bro, this dude's crazy. But remember we were saying, like, I don't think the show's that dark. It has moments. It definitely has moments where it's like. Yeah. So that was, I was kind of surprised by that. Akira's just working. He's getting, you know, bullied and talk too bad, and his boss basically manipulated him into thinking that he needs to work here and he should stay even though the 2 days were up. And I'm pretty sure he was working longer than 2 days because he was like, you said only 2 days. And then like another day passed by, but he did end up, he was going to allow him to leave, which I was surprised about. Like, I remember I was saying he wasn't going to allow him to leave, even though he technically manipulated him to keep him to stay. Like, he made him feel like he needed to stay here because he couldn't make decisions on his own, but he still technically was allowing him to leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even think that was going to be an actual option. Yeah. I didn't think that was going to be an actual option. So that presented itself. And then, what's her name was like, well, if you want to stay, you can stay, basically not even trying to, you know, fight back. But then when he was like, when the manager was like, yeah, you need me, she was like, ah, need that, like that was the last straw when she heard need, because her dad was like, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do that. And so need was like the breaking point or the trigger. And then she was like, what's up with all you people saying need, you can do whatever you want, blah blah blah. And then gave him his little book, and she wrote inside, tell off my boss. And then he read that, and he told him, he didn't even really tell him off. He was just like, yeah, I don't want to work here anymore. I never want to see you again. But he didn't tell him off. He wasn't like, man, fuck you, you're a terrible guy. He was like, I don't want to work here anymore, and I don't want to see you again. And he was like, the manager was like, after all I did for you, he was like, yeah, you did do a lot, but I'm sorry, I got to go. My apologies. And I was like, That was very tame for like what I was expecting. I don't know what I was expecting, but when it said tell off your boss, I'm thinking he's gonna go 100%. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like the retribution was a lot less than I thought it would be.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah.
And then my prediction was kind of right. I was like, everybody was gonna leave, and it was gonna be like a revolt. It wasn't really a revolt. It was just like her speech kind of inspired everybody else around. And then when Akira pretty much led better than everybody else in that situation, when the zombie showed up in the back of the utility or the truck, the supply truck, which was extremely stupid because it was only one zombie. It literally was just one zombie. And the manager was like, all right, everybody calm down, it's just one zombie. And then everybody just starts freaking out. And I'm like, it's literally one zombie that's loose. You know what I'm saying?
I guess they're like, just so used to a controlled situation. Like, they're not used to just free roaming zombies.
So the one zombie caused like mass hysteria. And then the dude, everybody hopped in their trucks and started running away. And then the guy floored it. He was inside the truck safe, and he floored the truck into the zombies that were chained up. So now it's just a bunch of zombies, you know, free running around. And then everybody's getting on top of stuff, and the manager's pretty much about to get eaten by the zombies. But Akira's like, I got a plan. Gets in the food truck, hops in front of the zombies, tells them to hop on top of it. And then he tells the crew, like, all right, everybody, I got a plan. And his plan was basically to get all the zombies to circle around the food truck and then turn the gas on and then get the other trucks to box them in and then throw a flare and blow them all up, which actually worked extremely well. And then after all that happened, he was like, all right, well, I'm about to leave. And then everybody else was like, yeah, I'm with them. He led way better than you in one day in this one situation than you've done like this whole time. And also, we feel like we've done enough to pretty much leave. And he was just sitting there crying alone, like, no, my business, my company. And everybody just drove off. And yeah, that's pretty much the end of the episode. And then they, you know, get back on the highway. They're talking. They didn't really say much. It was just like, Akira was like, I don't think I'm cut out for work. And she was like, you know, with this day and age, you can do any kind of job, anything you like, you can find a job for it. So, and she was also saying like, it's no rush to get a job in this current time. Like, it's a zombie apocalypse, you know, whatever.
The currency specialist.
And then the ending was weird because they showcased a new character we're going to see.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's like a blonde girl in a samurai suit, but she was with them on the RV. Like, she was literally sitting on top of the RV. Those two were inside, like, the passenger and driver's seat, and then, you know, Kendo was on the motorcycle, and then it showed them, like, eating some food. It was just in the ending, and I was surprised. I was like, why did they show this so early?
I'm pretty sure
you'll find her next episode or whatever, but...
Things I liked about this episode, I like that we got backstory on the girl. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. I know it starts with a K. We get to know why she's so strict about everything. And I've never seen a father who's like, I don't want my kid to be a doctor.
Oh, yeah. But his reasoning was kind of good, though. I'm not going to lie.
No, I understood the reasoning for sure.
He was like, they can get sued and they don't make that much money. And it's so expensive to become a doctor, which I think is true. Obviously, you need doctors, but I don't think they get paid enough for how much like schooling they have to go through and how much money they have to pay to become a doctor. Especially if you're not like on scholarship and stuff, that's a lot of money. And if you're not a big name doctor, you're not making crazy amounts of money in comparison to how much you spend for the schooling.
Is he possibly up for the Worst Dad Award? Is he possibly up there?
I think Worst Dad in the sense of he has no like sympathy for his child, but he definitely put her in a situation to be successful. But as a parent, he wasn't a good parent. Like, he killed the dog. He had the dog put down.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
what the heck? Yeah.
Like, so, don't in take that in sense, the dog. Yeah. He's like, don't even take in a dog because that would make you weak.
Yeah, but I can't say he's like the worst parent because it's not like he's not there and he's not, you know, his parenting isn't good. I wouldn't suggest that kind of parenting to somebody else, but he definitely put his child in a situation to be successful, though. Even though that was at the means of like a strained relationship or whatever. So I can't
really
say
love
he's
there per se.
Yeah.
Also,
another
thing interesting is that there was no mom in the picture.
Yeah, it was no mom. Yeah. He probably was like, you have no meaning to me. I have this child and I'm going to raise them and they're going to be my new heir or whatever, you know, for the company. Because I guess theoretically,
I thought maybe she was about to die or something.
Oh, you think so? I mean, it's all speculative. We don't know because the creator didn't say. But I think it's probably the way he was talking. He was like, "I don't need you. You're weak. Like you have no point for me." You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's how he felt about his wife after he got a kid.
That's crazy. I'm gonna use you to have a kid, and then you're out.
Some people do that.
I know some people do that, or they get a surrogate.
Surrogate or a sperm donor or something like that, and just had a kid without anybody attached.
But he was nuts. I also want to know what job she ended up doing.
She was working in corporate America, not corporate America, but she was on like remote worker. She logged in on the computer. She like works like she does what I do basically. That's what it seemed like. So, and I'm pretty sure she's getting paid pretty decently. She probably was working for her dad's company, honestly.
Maybe. I wonder if her dad's still alive.
I don't know.
She probably cut ties off completely low key after she became an adult, the way she was talking about him.
And then with, what's his name? Kinshura. Wasn't much Kinsho in this episode, but another thing I liked about it is Akira. There wasn't really a lot of retribution, and I think it was refreshing and surprising that there wasn't, because you know with the last boss, even though he was a zombie, he still, like, tackled him through a wall or building. Like, it was still, like, revenge, but not really. No, remember the first episode when he tackled his former boss?
Oh, yeah, through the window, yeah.
Like, I thought it was going to be something like that, where it, like, punches him in the face or something, or tackles him, but he didn't do anything like that. He just ended up saving him and didn't hit him or anything. I wanted him to be hit, but... Or I thought he was going
to
die.
Turn to a zombie.
Yeah.
He was like, that's not on my bucket list, is watching somebody get turned to a zombie.
Right. So I guess that goes with Akira's character. Like, he wants to be, like, hero-like. So I can see why he didn't resort to, like, hurting him or letting him become a zombie or letting people die or anything like that.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And I think that was about it for this episode. I didn't see the girl. When was that?
It was at the end. It was like a post-credit scene.
Because I saw the preview. Or the outro. I skipped it.
It was the outro or whatever. Because I watched mine on Netflix. I didn't see a preview. I didn't get a next episode preview. I just got an outro and then
A preview. It's not really a preview. It's just like the voice actor of Akira is like, next episode, Sushi of the Dead or Sushi in Hot Spring of the Dead, whatever it was. And then that was it. But there was no like video to go with it. It was just like paint, like yellow, purple paint.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was it for this episode. I wonder if that boss is going to show up again at any point, or if he's just going to die. He has, like, no survival skills, it seems like, without other people working for him.
Who, Akira?
No,
or,
the boss.
Oh, the boss, the manager, yeah.
Like, he couldn't even run.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, I don't have a build for running. No shit, fat ass. You're fat as hell.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah. Let's get to...
I want to save JJK for the last because...
Okay.
I feel like that's the one I have the most to say about. We can do Kenshin. Kenshin was good, Kenshin. Though. We got backstory on... I knew she was going to be like the Walter White of the operation.
Walter like, White. Is she really Walter White? She's not the leader, is she?
No, but I'm saying she has the formula to create the best opium.
Oh, yeah.
Because Walter White, his thing, you know, in Breaking Bad, the reason he was so good and he got so much power is because his meth was the best out of everybody's.
His meth.
It was.
I thought you were saying
his
method. His meth.
Nah, his meth. Yeah, his meth. Because, you know, he was a top level chemistry. Like, he had this partner. Have you seen Breaking Bad before?
Nah, but I don't plan on watching it necessarily.
Watching. All right, so quick breakdown anyway. So he was like he went to school, he was a chemistry teacher. He ended up becoming a high school teacher, but prior to this, he had a group or these two other people he worked with, and they created this drug that was like super renowned. It was like groundbreaking for like medicine. But the two people who helped him, who he helped create the drug, basically didn't put his name on it. So they were getting all the profits for the drug they created for like medicine, and he wasn't reaping any of the benefits. They kind of like closed him out, and then he became like a chemistry teacher because like he didn't really have anything else to do. He had a wife and kids and stuff, but he was like starting to hate his life. He was getting sick, he got cancer and stuff, and he was just like super depressed because like how his life was going. And somehow he got into like the business of meth and drugs, and he realized like, oh, this is super lucrative. At first he was like a slouch. He wasn't like a super serious dude, but as the seasons go on, he becomes like not a drug lord, but like he becomes like serious, and he's not like soft anymore and stuff like that. It's a really good show, though. It is really good. But that's pretty much like the synopsis of his character and who he is. Heisenberg was his street name.
Okay.
But she's like the Heisenberg for that, even though she doesn't want to do it. But she had the formula to make the most potent opium.
How do you form you?
That's what reminds me of. Okay. So yeah, she was, let me get her backstory right. She was assistant to a doctor.
Yeah. And correct. Her family was like super well known for being really good with medicine. They were like the top
chemists.
They were the top chemists and doctors or whatever, and they were associated with all the top royal families and everything, and they were like their doctors. And then I think they were like saying the father, the
Revolutionary
was like,
Army came,
huh?
Wasn't it like, was he a dot? Were they on the? They were on the imperialist side, right?
I think they were just with anybody who was like super well known and had money. Like they were just working for the richest people in medicine. I don't think it was necessarily one side or the other. But I think the dad was like, wanted to get away since they were so wealthy and so known. He wanted to get away from being under one specific lord, and he wanted to kind of be like his own thing, kind of have like their own company and people could just come to them. And then when the war started, their brother died. Her two brothers died and her dad died, I think they said. And then I don't know what happened to the mom.
Wasn't it like it's just like up in the air, like they could be anywhere, and she's
them? Yeah, it was sounding like they could still be alive. But one person was saying, the old dude who was like, "Oh yeah, I've heard her stories," and was friends with the guy that she was an assistant to, because like you were saying, after all that happened, she became an assistant to another doctor, and they were working closely. And then that's when the bad guys who currently pump the opium, like the businessman and them, found out about him. And he was making him, he was forcing him to create the opium. She didn't have any idea that the opium was being made to like sell to people for like drug abuse. She just thought it was medicine. But they accidentally killed the main doctor, even though I don't know how you accidentally kill somebody. Like,
I mean,
I don't know why.
I see that, because look how they're treating her. Like, they about to
Kill her. Yeah, so they accidentally killed him, but she was the only one left who knew how to create the opium that they were saying like it would quadruple the sales, because you could make half the amount and it would be double double the amount of potent, but half the amount. So quadruple in sales, which is insane. Like for anything, if you can quadruple your revenue or the how your profits. Like, that is crazy. So once she found out that the drugs were being used for bad purposes, she was like, no, I gotta get out of here. I'm not with that. Like, I wanna save people. I don't wanna, hurt people. So she was running away. And then that's pretty much her backstory. Then the big red dude showed up and he was about to clap old dude with the red bandana, with the fire. And then that's when Kenshin was like, all right, let me, I got this. He was like, you can't stop me with that sword. And then he just literally like parried all the fire and started like using his sword to wrap the fire around. And then after that, once the other guy seen that, he was like, all right, I've seen enough. I pretty much like know his weakness. I can win now. He hopped back in. Then he beat him. He defeated him. Even though he still took a lot of damage, he still defeated him. And then another dude showed up, or the other dude showed up again, who shoots the bullets with his fingers in the trees. He's like, what? You lost? No way. And then he was like, I know whose fault this is. It's her fault. This is another failure on me. And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be getting in trouble or start looking bad. And then he shot two bullets at her. And then the freaking little kid, he all right, he's an MVP for this, but like, let's be real, bro. Are you really about to take bullets for this random lady? Like, come on now. Like, what are we doing? He jumped in front of it, not even jumped fully. He just put his hand out and he got like shot in the wrist twice. And I was like, all right, that's not too bad, But then it was like obviously poison. It's always poison.
He wanted to be part
Always
of the
gotta be
team, man. He's part of the
always
crew.
gotta be poison. He was like, I'm a part of the Kenshin crew. And if he's putting his life in front of danger to protect her, then I will too. And I'm like, all right, bro. I'm like, all
Mean,
right,
I
man,
feel him.
whatever.
You gotta incorporate him somehow. He's barely in the show since when he's
Yeah, I thought he
introduced.
was gonna be I thought he was gonna have a bigger part, like he was gonna train and actually get stronger. But it seems like he's just kinda there, like comedic relief, like him and the girl. Like they're more of anything, they're like a handicap. 'Cause whenever something bad happens, they get involved and Kenshin has to protect them while fighting or something.
That's true, because the girl did get kidnapped last time.
So but he gets shot and now he's poisoned, and they're like, oh my God, he's poisoned. Everybody's freaking out. And then Kenshin's not even paying attention, really. He's just trying to get this guy. He sliced the dude. He was about to slice the dude who shot the bullets with his fingers. And then he had a substitution jutsu.
Yeah,
He
that
had
was
a fucking
hilarious.
log.
Bro,
It was a log.
this is
And
what I'm
I'm like, what
saying. This show is
the
getting more and more unrealistic as it goes on.
heck?
Like, this dude had a container of oil
Oil in his
tied
stomach.
to.
You didn't watch To Your Eternity, but it's the same. It's another guy in To Your Eternity.
Wait,
He
I think I know who you're
literally,
talking about.
yeah, with the mask, he has like a mask
Yes,
on all the time.
yeah.
Yeah. So he has a. Did you watch it or
I
no?
watched the first season.
Okay. So yeah, he. You know how the booze man like experimented on him and put all this booze and this like this liquor and stuff in his stomach, and so he had liquor in his stomach, and then he could like shoot it out and create fire. Like he could like. The mask would create a spark, so when he spit out all the liquid, it would create fire. That's literally what that reminded me of, because he had the same thing. Like he would drink all the oil, and then spit it out. And he was like, his teeth are so hard, it's like flint, two Flintstones scraping against each other, so it sparks and it sets the oil on fire. And I'm like, all right. And
My
they're like,
question
his teeth can bite through anything or something like that.
is like, is this a thing in real life, or is this just like a storytelling type thing?
What, somebody shooting oil out their or fire out their mouth?
Yes.
I mean, you've seen those people do like they don't they haven't they'll have like a sparkler or something and then shoot and then spit the liquid or
Yeah, I
oil
know what
out.
you're
I've seen
talking
that,
about.
but I don't think anybody just has a vat of oil inside their stomach that they can just access at any moment.
Because how's that even work? I don't even get how that works. Like, how
Yeah, I don't
doesn't
know. He
it?
had a funnel. They said he had like a funnel in his throat and he just downed all the oil and then was able to regurgitate it, essentially.
That happened, and then the substitution jutsu happened.
And then the dude with the mask, that's the guy who did the substitution jutsu. He grabbed him, the guy with the skull mask or whatever. And he was like, all right, we're leaving. He was like, no, we're not letting you leave until you shot my teammate. He's injured. You got to give us some an antidote. He was like, nah, we don't do that. We're gonna leave. This fight is over. And he was like, if you keep hiding this woman, then we'll show up again and we'll fight some more. But as of right now, we're leaving. And then Kenshin tried to hit him. Then he kind of like blocked it. And then he punched Kenshin. But Kenshin was able to swipe at his stomach and like cut him in a vital point, which was crazy because I didn't even think
I
he did
thought
anything.
Kenshin just got beat.
Yeah, and then when he went back, he was like, "Yeah, I'm out for like a week
at
least."
Got hit in the liver.
Yeah, he was like, "I gotta sit out for at least a week. I can do like scouting and stuff, but I can't do combat." I'm like, "Damn, he hit you that hard, like, and not even full on contact? That's crazy." So, and he was like, "Yeah, that dude's serious." And then the other guy was like, trying to figure out who he really is, or he had an idea that he's the Botsoi or whatever. Like, that's who Kenshin is, because he was like, "You really are the real thing or the true deal." Or whatever.
And then this is at this point where they realize that he's poisoned and he's just like flailing on the ground. And then they're like,
they get
we gotta
to a
suck
doctor,
out the
though.
Poison. No, at first they're like, we gotta suck out the poison. And then she's like, don't do that. Like, it infects the body, causes bacterial infection. And then at that point when she started talking about like poison and clothes and medicine, I started to get the feeling of she has something to do with the opium, actually. Like, she must be, like, the creator of it or
that's,
something.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I always look. Because I'm like, why is she so important? Like, it has to be she's the only one that knows how to create it or something.
Right.
So.
And then I was disappointed when they just went ahead and explained that she is the person. Because
why?
I wanted,
you wanted
they
to draw that
I
out
wanted
more?
To predict, no, yeah, I wanted to predict it. I was like, oh, yeah, she's the person. I can tell. These are the signs. And then they're just like, she's the person. I'm like, okay, fine. I wanted to seem like I was predicting something. But yeah, they go and talk to this guy, the medic, or whatever. And then, what was it? They give him, like, she gave them an ingredient list. And then she's like, this is a skilled
take it to
medic.
This dude. Yeah, and he'll know how to make it. And then that's when he was like explaining her backstory, and she was at the simultaneously she was talking to Kenshin about her backstory too. And then Kenshin was like, it's no reason to feel sad. You've been you know, trying your best to stop doing that, and you don't even want to do it on purpose. Like, it's okay. Just live with the fact that you can make opium but never make it for a bad reason again, basically was what he was saying.
There must be, like, only, like, two female doctors in this town or this area, because the only thing that sets him off the noted Megumi is that she said she.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, she? You don't mean Megumi. I'm like, it's like, dang, she's, like, the only one.
But I thought he was, I thought they also said she worked with the guy that he knew. I thought that's what made him figure it out, because he was like, she worked
maybe.
With who? And he was like, yeah, I know me and him were close friends, and he told me about her.
Okay. It's his former
It could
assistant.
Be the combination of the two, though.
Maybe just the... Well, he says they were famous. So, I'm not sure if he knew them personally.
He said he knew the guy who died. He said they were friends.
Okay. He might have. Right now he's just going into a spill about everything. Yeah, her mother and two brothers went missing, and then everyone else. Her father was killed in battle, and then she was alone. That's crazy. She survived since then. And then wasn't it just like she only became a doctor to find her lost family, right? Like, to possibly like come across them. I think.
I don't know if that was the reason. I just thought she did it because she didn't know anything else, and they were like super good at it, and she just wanted to do good.
Okay. And then they come up with this. They accidentally kill the doctor. They come up with the spider web, super opium, and now she's on the run. And everyone knows because everyone was just around the corner listening while she was talking.
Yeah. Even though they got the same story from the other guy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's alright. That's all I got for Kenshin, I think. Just backstory on her. Do you think that she's innocent in this?
Yeah, because she didn't know what the opium was being used for. And then when she found out, she stopped and ran away, so.
But didn't
she
say...
thought it was being used for her. She was under the impression that she was making medicine to help people. Now, she could be lying, but I doubt she would lie about that.
Well, she said she's been doing it for 3 years.
Right.
And she says, for 3 years, I've made drugs and sent people to their deaths. I feel like she had to have known what they were doing.
It made it. It described it like he didn't find out until later.
Okay, it says, "Thus, I, loyal assistant, one who was forced to work for them. They told me I was making medicine to save people's lives. When I learned the truth, I wanted to die, but I couldn't die. If I lived, worked as a doctor, someday, somewhere, I could reunite." So she knew for a while, and then it says, "For 3 years, I've made drugs to send people to their deaths."
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I mean, she could have just died. I mean, are you gonna die? I'm not gonna kill myself.
I don't think she should
So,
kill herself, but
no, I'm
like,
saying, but if she would have ran away, what is running away gonna do? They're just gonna keep capturing
don't know.
you.
I mean, she ran away now.
Yeah, and it just so happened Kenshin is in town. If he wasn't in town, this shit would be over with.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
It was all fate though, because
yeah,
like they just
I guess
happened
you.
to be in that place
Yeah.
and see her and having to chase her in there. I don't know. I mean, she's not
I don't
really
think she's at fault though. She's
innocent per
under
se.
she's under she's being forced to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like
She's under
obviously
extreme circumstances.
yeah. Like obviously she has some part in it, but she's literally being forced to create the drug.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she could not create the drug, but she
That's what
would
I'm
probably just be
saying.
killed, I
But then she
guess.
would probably be killed, yeah. Which in turn would stop the drug being made because, well, no, opium would still be around. It just wouldn't be as potent. Because the
Right.
only thing is that her version is super, super good in comparison to the other version. And that just makes them more money. But it would still be opium on the streets and stuff.
But
So.
if it then it becomes like the argument of like, well, if I didn't do this, someone else would just do it.
No, but that's, I don't think it's that though, because it would. I mean, regardless, if she was there or not, opium would still be a thing.
Yeah. But it wouldn't be as strong, per se.
Yeah, but all that mean, but the only thing making it, the only thing with the strength is that it's just making it more profitable. Like the addicts are still gonna use it if it's stronger, if it's not strong. You know what I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like, it's just the business is more booming because they can make more with less.
Yeah.
But the demand would be the same, I feel like.
I feel like her conscience would at least, at the end of the day, at least you know you're not
Her conscience would be
sending people
better
to their
while she's dead.
deaths. Yeah.
While she's
You
6 feet under, her conscience will be better.
Yeah.
It's not gonna matter. She did.
I don't know. I feel
She
some
did.
selfishness from this. She's like, I killed lots of people, but it's just because I want to possibly know if my family is still alive.
I
There's
feel like that's part
a
of it.
level of selfishness there. And she
Yeah.
don't want to die herself. There's a level of selfishness. I'm saying she's not completely innocent in this. She's not like a damsel in distress or anything.
Yeah.
Because you see
Partially.
how she was acting, like she's ready to run, she's
Yeah, but
lying.
she didn't want to say that she was doing that. That's how bad she felt though. She didn't want to let them know like she's creating the opium.
Yeah.
And then she just broke down.
Because she knows how bad what she's been doing, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, but that's